It will benefit somebody if you pray one prayer and say, Lord, send me my light. Go ahead, pray. Lord, send me my light. I don't know wherever you are. You may be at your office, maybe you're at your kitchen, but as far as you have a mouth, go ahead and pray. Lord, send me my own light. Send me my light. Send me my light. Take it very seriously. Send me my light. But the divine response will not have that this arrangement be moved to the week coming. But even if it's going to be one day, then let it be. Lord, send me my own light. Wherever you are, as long as you can hear the voice speaking to you, send me my own light is your prayer point. Send me my own light is your prayer point. Send me my own light is your prayer point. As long as you can hear my voice tonight, your prayer is, Lord, send me my light. Send me my light. Lord, send me my light. Lord, send me my light. Send me my light. Iporada bada radesh rekendo brekito skindra rata pale bete le bete bonde yeka rata bande lilo repeke dizio manda la babaritio elitre pete si prete kedia pronto pronto polo do kotia Libro toko toko kata kata bala kata kata bala kata 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 bala kata kush lekete prele gede gele kata bala baba kata 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 bala kusho budo budia lekele baba raba bashki tolo boro boko boro bodosh ikete kele bere bere deski pala bata balu kushke pele bere dios send me my light oh Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed.
Amen.
In Jesus' most precious name we have prayed.
Amen.
The Bible speaks in the book of Psalm 43 and in verse 3. He said, oh, send out your light. You know, we saw this scripture many years ago, some time ago. And we saw that it is possible for the light of God guides in journeys. That is, the light of God is able to lead you into in spiritual journeys. Psalm 43 verse 3, if you can pull out your scripture, you'll find that it says, oh, send out thy light and thy truth. It is the word of God. Jesus said, sanctify them by thy word, because thy word is truth. Send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill. And see, the light is a part. The light is an instrument of transport. He said the light should lead me and the light should bring me. So the light and the word of God has the capacity to lead, to give you a direction. And then he has the capacity to transport. That is to move you. Right? Are we there?
Yes, sir.
He has the capacity to lead you. It still has the same capacity to guide you, to bring you, to transport you. Listen, if God will not have this meeting move from today, which is the 15th day of February, whatever God has packaged for you for tonight and for this season, no force under heaven or earth can move it. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So I believe that you have prayed saying, send me my light. Because the Bible says, according to the prayer that the Apostle Peter has prayed already, he read from Isaiah chapter 60. He said, a light shine for your light. It's your. It's not day. It's your. It's not a general light. It's a specific light. Karabadagadagas. It's an individual light. It's the personal. Arise, shine, for your light has come. That's why we said you should pray. Father, tonight. See, you are in the corridor of illumination. A fountain of light. You are in the place of light. Pray, Lord, let my eyes be open. Send thou your light to me. Send me my own light. Once again, pray it. Be conscious about it. And pray it meaningfully. Lord, send me my light. Send me my light. Can we take up that prayer? Send me my own light. Send me my light tonight. Send me my light. Keep praying. Keep praying. Send me my light tonight. Thank you, mighty God. Precious name we are praying. In Jesus most precious name. And there's none like you.
Amen. Amen.
Thank light we visit everyone that is connected. Everyone that we come again to fellowship with these words, yeah, there will be a sure distribution and visitation of light. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' most precious name, we have prayed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Once again, we want to welcome everyone that is here and everyone that has taken their time out to be part of this fellowship and this gathering tonight. You will not live the same way you have come or that you came. You will surely be visited in the name of Jesus. It's interesting to note that this gathering tonight is likely the first gathering we've had virtually this year.
Hallelujah.
I want to welcome all of us from our holiday and everything. Like we said again, this weekend is so striking that it couldn't be moved. So that's why we're having one day of encounter as at against our regular 2 days. But it couldn't be moved, right? 1 day in season is better than many years out of season. It will accomplish its purpose. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For those of us who have already seen the flyer for this meeting, you already realize that the meeting is themed Outbreaks of Illumination. Let's have it quiet now if we can. Outbreaks of Illumination. Outbreaks of Illumination. It's an outbreak. It's an outbreaks of Illumination. And inside of that, we are going to be seeing something very striking. Last year, we had a convergence that described this season and this age forward. We said that the word of God came to us that in October 2023, that you are entering into an era of wisdom. It's going to be an age that is called wisdom. The callings that we proceed, we come out of an economy, or if we pull out the original Greek word that Paul used, the oikonomia, the eight callings that we proceed, we come out of the age called wisdom. And we can already see that we have stepped into the age that is called wisdom, which becomes the platform for the convergence we just had last week, the future through the lens of wisdom. We have entered an age in Christ that is characterized with the operation of the Spirit and the graces of wisdom. Because wisdom has graces inside of it. Proverbs chapter 8 tells us, wisdom says that I was with God in the beginning. I was the craftsman, and I was with him when he laid the foundations of the earth, rejoicing daily. The wisdom claims rightly that he was the intelligence, and he is the intelligence behind the works of God. That same wisdom is now on earth, and he's going to be standing beside the sons of men to create. Which is why there's going to be new creations on earth. Listen, new creations, new order of ministrations. New creations, new order of ministrations. This is not a disjointed word. This is a word that is already coming to pass. So, wisdom is the characteristic of this age and the callings that we proceed. Because if you listen to the age called wisdom, the message for the convergence is December, we showed you the structure of the dispensation through the calling of the Apostle Paul, where he said that my calling came out of an age, out of an oikonomia or an economy or a dispensation for a particular age. It was in the light of that scripture that the word of God came to us, saying, there's also coming an age in your time that is wisdom. So there's going to proceed callings and giftings and graces that are going to be effulgences or expressions of that grace, wisdom. Are we together? Like we said in the open letter that we wrote, it was in 2023 that word became very clear. But again, we were asked to conceal it until 2024 and stepping into 2025. For those of us who have been on the platform for some time, there was in October of 2020, not as though we are aware of the time before now, we began to say that in the year of 2025, there's going to be explosions of knowledge, of gifts and graces. And we are saying that there will be a lot of discovery. We'll start hearing that you already have cure. Because in 2025, there's going to be the explosions of graces of information, wisdom, and knowledge. We didn't say that because we had the knowledge. We're just in that realm, just decreeing and declaring. But then we can see now that the footing has been properly derived out of the will of God. Everyone under the sound of my voice today, there can come on you a gift that will make you a sign and a wonder to your world. It's not about what you were before or who you are presently. It's just that a gift has possessed you. It's a possession, because wisdom takes hold of the intellect of the man and begin to rot out new procedures, begin to work out new possibilities, begins to work out new endeavors. Revelation says that the beast has a number 666, three score and six. So he said, now he now proceeds to say, now hearing is the mind that has wisdom. He said, the mind that has wisdom can calculate the number of the beast. It says there is a relationship that the spirit of wisdom cultivates with your intellect. So it's not about if you had a third class or a past class. It's not even about if you have a first class. Instead, the gift of God is not according to works. It's not of works, lest any man boast. So it's not about who you are, if you are naturally an intelligent person. No, it's that the works, the gift of wisdom possesses you, is through you. So either you are wise, you are intelligent, or you are not intelligent naturally, it's not even a pointer. It's not a determinant. It's that the gift of God has taken hold of your heart, and God has said that I will make you a sign and a wonder. Because this is not natural intelligence, it's divine intelligence that works wonders. The people in Jesus' day were alarmed. They said to him, from whence has this man such wisdom that such mighty works, such mighty works are wrought by his hands? There is a link between the works of a man and the wisdom that operates in him. Sir, we are in the midst of the wisdom of Proverbs 8 that stood as the craftsman beside God. Struck me. That wisdom is with me to give me direction. That wisdom is with me to boost my rational process, to enhance my thought. That wisdom is with me to show me how to do things differently and produce results that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. That wisdom is standing beside me to be as a counselor, to counsel me on the wisest decision to make. In the midst of numbers. In the midst of numerous choices to make, that wisdom is around me, beside me as a counselor, saying this is the decision to make. It stood beside God in Proverbs chapter 8 that it claimed in the beginning. Now it's going to stand beside the sons of men, the sons of this age, the sons of God, to give them wisdom, to give them understanding, to give them understanding of the matter. Very small story, not very explosive, but to me, it's such an interesting thing. When I was doing my project in 500 level, I had done my IT in a very wonderful place. And so by the time we came for project defense, and people went up, they were defending, we had all the doctors, the professors, and all of them seated. It's a very strange approach. Usually people have about 3-4 sets. I usually have about 60 slides to present, and I present all. Funny, right? I remember some account, like, Angus, these slides are too much. How can you have about 54 slides? When people are having 3, 5, 7, you have about 54 slides. And so when it was my time to present, because most people had done it in places that they were familiar with, but I did it in a plant where I crisscrossed what pertained to my field. I entered also quality control. So we're in the laboratory doing quality control and analysis with microbiologists and biochemists and all that. And then went into the chemical aspect. And in that place, they were petrochemical engineers. And so by the time we went to present it at the IT defense, we presented all the slides. And when we finished, one of the principal doctors there paused. And he asked the people present, he said, clap for him. And that was the first time it happened in all the presentations. And when they had clapped, the other others had had me like, this is the best we had so far. So they began to ask me about the things I had done, because it wasn't like a familiar ground. As a matter of fact, some other doctors that were there didn't have so much to ask because they had not majored in that line. And so the man asked me, meet my driver. And when I met the driver, the doctor gave his number to me and assigned me to a doctorate student he was supervising, who is also my lecturer. And he said, work with this man. So he said, I work in FCT, but I'll be coming to school. When we come to school, I'll call you and you meet me in my office to talk about your project topic. Now, when people were struggling and submitting over 10 project topics that were being denied, and said, go and come back with another topic, I was waiting for the doctor to come. So once he come and came, and I went to meet him in the office, we were discussing. He asked me this and that. He said, the school is about to undertake a project. They want to construct this and construct that. What you have just done is in line with that, and it's in line with what I study, and it's in line with what engineer this person is doing also, who is also doing a doctorate with me. I'm supervising his work. So I want you to do a work for the school in this line. I said, all right. And so he crafted out my project topic and said, all right, go and do this. And it was a practical aspect of a project the school was handling. I mean, I'm an undergraduate student in engineering. What do I know about all this stuff you're asking me to go and find? When I went to meet the doctorate man, the lecturer who was going to supervise me, who was also a student of this other doctor, he just baptized me with PDF, and carried the project work of somebody who had done his PhD many years ago. He told me, go and photocopy the entire project and read everything he has done. Say, wait, I'm an undergraduate. You are giving me a PhD project to go and read students. Now, by the time we were doing that and walking and doing all of that, trying to wrap up, I hit an impasse, what they call an impasse, and you don't know what to do again. As a matter of fact, the calculations were just mixing up in my brain. At some point, I didn't even know what I was looking for again. So those people that did engineering project and did calculations know what we are talking about. I see Cornelius here is a civil engineer. I believe he did some calculations also in his project, right? And so it broke. I said, what is all this? So at some point, I hit an impasse, and I didn't know where to go, what to do. And so we had a meeting in July 2019. And the meeting happened in my premises. Many of us were leaving school, and I said, okay, let's just have a worship meeting. I think Peter was there, and maybe one or two persons that are present here already were there. And so in the midst of the worship, while doing this project work, I didn't know I was talking to myself. But after that meeting ended, I realized, oh my God, that word could also apply to me. And in less than, I think between that time and the following day, it was dissolved. Dissolved. My project work was so ready before the defense day that some of my other classmates were angry. Hallelujah. Right? Now, here's the thing. The ideas I use, I can't even recount how many materials I read and whatever I had consulted, but I'd finished it and arrived at a calculation. And when it was time to present it, they brought an engineer from Federal University of Israel, a doctor from Federal University of Technology in MENA, to come and supervise. And as usual, I had about 60 something slides. I had about 60 something slides, good to go. And when it was time to present, I had finished presenting. I always finish my slides. I think it's 5 minutes or so, but how I finish the slides, still something we have to study. The doctor asked me a question from the Federal University, because at that time we had done the internal, and so this was now an external. So the other people would just be waiting to see what you have done. He asked questions on the work, asked questions. And he said, you can go. Excellent. At the end of that defense that day, some folks here, some good friends of mine, they accompanied me to the defense. This man called me, told me, he said, can you polish this project here? Maybe just trim it and give it a structure like this. And then call me. He gave this doctor from another school, he said, gave me his number. Till date, I still have it. He said, call me and let's together. and then we make money out of it. Say it's a good work. Now, if you ask me to go back to that project, I have to go and read to know the calculations I was doing. It came when that word, it began when that word came. See, God wants to help somebody in his project work. What I'm saying to you today is that the wisdom of God can give direction and illumination. I had no knowledge. It's not anything that we were taught. And there are so many persons with that story. I heard the story of the man of God, Daddy Gio, whose simultaneous equation for his PhD thesis generated 178 equations that gave him a nightmare to solve. One day, the voice of God came and gave him direction. Why are you struggling with this? Do this and do that. That night, he solved 178 simultaneous equations, if I'm remembering the number correctly, but it's in 100 plus, that his doctorate thesis had generated, that was proven to be a nightmare. According to what he had said, if I'm remembering correctly, he said that's part of the reason why he doesn't attach a doctor to his name, because he didn't get the certificate with his own knowledge. He got divine assistance. The wisdom of God that was with him in the beginning can stand beside you and give you counsel. Are we following?
Yes, sir.
So it's not about anything you are, anything you wear. You may be a secondary student, university student, but when it is upon your forehead, this stream of thought, where your light will be coming from, the frequency of your thinking will be otherworldly, outwardly, outside of the world. Because wisdom sits on your intellect. When one of the things that happened to Solomon when he received wisdom, the Bible said God gave him tabun. We have the Greek Hebrew word for wisdom as kokuma. One of the words used to describe his ability was tabun. Tabun is intelligence. He became intelligent. He became an intelligent king. His intelligence level shifted. So when the spirit of wisdom possesses you, it begins to process intelligence. Very funny story. We wrote a letter for someone. I mean, something happened. And so they needed to rectify it with one of the persons in their office. So the person met me. I was like, Sir Angus, please, can you write me a letter to present to my inspector? I said, okay. So I took a biro and wrote the letter for the person. And I told the person, I said, you may have to write it out because I've written it in my own handwriting and this handwriting, thanks. So I don't know what happened. The person didn't rewrite it. So the person took the letter and went to the office with it and presented it to the inspector. And the inspector took the letter and read it and read it and looked at the person and looked at it and looked at the person and read it and read it. And the person was like, "Ha, what did this guy write in this letter that this man is looking at me like this?" And once the man paused and said, "What did you graduate with from the university?" And he said, "Ah, Angus has put me in trouble. What did he write in this letter?" The man looked at the letter and looked and looked. "He must be a very intelligent student." He looked at it again. And the man said, "You can go do this and do that and do that and come back." Now, what am I saying? It instructs you. It gives you counsel. When the person came back, it's not me. Just that there is something is on me that once I attempt to do what I want to do and I've connected to that frequency, it will just come like a river. I don't think I rewrote that. I think I wrote it in one sitting. But you can already see the presentation, the order, and every... I say it has nothing to do with the ability I possess. It's just that there's a spirit inside me that communicates and gives me light. If we hear that spirit, everyone now has access to that voice. I was with God in the beginning. I was the craftsman. That is the boast of wisdom. Now, the boast of wisdom, the one who spoke that word, is now decreeing to you, saying, I will now stand by you to give you counsel. Tell me where you will end up. That's why when you are in touch with the spirit of wisdom, your error is minimized, because it gives clear-cut counsel. See, all that we have counsel. See, the Bible says that the counsel of the wise, they are the way of life. It can deliver you from death. Counsel is so important. Counsel is that voice that gives you a direction. Let me tell you. A man went to greet his pastor, and he said to his pastor, I'm traveling for a burial. That was his word. I want to go for a burial. And this pastor is filled with light. And the pastor looked at him and said, must you go? He said, yes, the person is very close to me. If I don't go, my presence will be so obvious, it will be embarrassing if I'm not there. You know that kind of arrangement where something happened and even if you can't go, you just have to compel yourself to go, because it's going to be very embarrassing when you are not there. So the pastor looked at him and said, don't go. Eh? Say, yeah, don't go. You don't have to go. Don't go. Because he was obedient and listening to the voice of counsel, he didn't go, which was a difficult choice for him to make. And then when they were at that burial, when the burial was going, before you knew, a bus just drove into the environment violently, and gunmen came out and they were asking, where is this person? Where is this person? Where is this person? And there's people were like, he didn't come. He's not here. He didn't come for the burial. And they looked and looked and looked and they left. Counsel. That was not an advice. It was a counsel that came out of wisdom. Then when he came back and told his pastor, the man said, if you ask me now, I don't know why I say you should not go. But there was a voice in my spirit that forbade you from moving. So that voice, I am counsel. I can tell you what not to do. And that's what counsel is most of the times. It's what not to do. Or to do something and how to go about it. The contrary opposite, that pastor now, the same kind of scenario. I want to travel. He said, don't go. But I've already given them my word. We have prepared board for everything. He said, don't go, don't go. He disobeyed the voice of this man of God and traveled and died in a ghastly accident on the highway. The man of God was heartbroken when he was sharing this. He said, I didn't know why I couldn't let him go. If I knew it was death, I would have caught him and tied him in my house. But I just knew that counsel inside of me forbade it. He said, the words of the wise, they are the fountain of life, to direct one away from the snares of death. One counsel from wisdom will settle you. We are in the age of extraordinary things. We are in the age of extraordinary things. One counsel. Oh my God. We are counsel in the heart of a man. It's like deep waters. But a man that possesses understanding, he will draw it out. I see people doing a lot of things. I know they are missing counsel. Because the works of wisdom are clear. All his paths are pleasantness. See, this age we have come into, that wisdom in Proverbs chapter 8, we stand beside many who will listen. And we speak to them on what to do. Sometimes I tell people, I say, when you want to do this thing, let me know. It's because I'm so sure to a great degree by God that if you share an idea with me, wisdom will hear it also, because he lives in me and with me and on me. And because by grace, I lean to receiving. Instruction. And then, even if I have a clear-cut word, I won't say God said, I will just give it to you as counsel. You know, I won't have to tell you this is what God just told me. No, I won't say that. But I will give you a counsel that proceeds not from my thought or from the intellect of the Spirit. Father, I'll give you. Go ahead, just pray in the Spirit. And we have seen nothing yet. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I bring us tonight to this altar of encounter that has been captioned according to the theme of tonight. Right? Topic of a message is a caption of an operation. You know, when the special forces and elite forces of nations want to carry out an operation, they usually name it Operation This, Operation That. It's not a topic. It's a caption for an activity. So the theme of tonight is a caption for what is going on. And I'm so sure by God that the outbreak has begun already in some person's heart. Leporata kaske pele degedia. Karabada barata kaske pele degedia. Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' most precious name, we pray.
Amen.
Latushke tele barata Father, we give you praise. Hallelujah. Now, there's going to be the outbreak of illumination. Listen, the step between you and your destiny is an illumination. After you have fasted and after you have prayed and waited on God, it's an illumination. In Isaiah chapter 60, we have read it, the Bible says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come." I've continually taught us, listen, you will notice that there's always a reoccurrence of some speech that we say. It's because it's the overarching word of God that defines the age. In my period of great illumination, when the illumination of my destiny began, I saw that the works of God and the ages of God are divided according to degree of illumination. And according to the word that came in that year, it revealed that We are heading in towards a new generation and an age that we come, and it comes with a new illumination. It comes with a new direction. It comes with a new illumination. And that word was revealed at the birthplace of Christ's illumination to us. I've told us over and over and over again that the word of God revealed to me decrees that for anyone to enter into their age and destiny in Christ and in this generation we have come, they cannot do it outside of the illumination of Jesus Christ, because the mysteries of the destinies that God has assigned to be in the age we have come into is only revealed for as long as you are interested in coming into this age and entering into the present reality of the things of God. You must come into the revelation of Christ. And it's not what anybody can do for you. It will have to be a personal adventure and a personal experience. You must come into the illumination and the revelation of Christ. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
It is a constant. We have been saying this, maybe it's how many years now we have been saying it. Because what we are doing presently is not because we went to school, or it's not because we feel we have some things to say. All right, let's gather people and let's begin to talk. No. It came because in the midst of Christ's light, we saw in the midst of Christ's light a generation, and we saw the necessity and the premise of the development of their purpose. Are we listening? In the midst of that premise was when we saw this entity you are in right now, this structure you are in. It's not a logical conception. We saw the network, we saw the function, we saw the purpose, we saw the necessity. It's inside of Christ. It was inside of Christ's light. And once we saw it, we received it with great delight. That is what is giving birth and has given birth to where we all are now. And the future and what is coming already will forever give regard to that illumination that came in Christ's light. While in the year of 2023, we received a prophetic word that says that there will be emergence of structures of glory, which gave birth to the Assembly of Structures of August 2023, which was themed Building Systems of Glory. Now, many of us, by God, has been blessed by this network. Many of us. An untold number of individuals on this platform are in quarters that we are not aware of. Because the messages are not only on the platform, they are also available on blog sites on the internet. Encounters, destiny structuring that has occurred in the lives of people that are part of the network and are not part of the network. It's all coming from that illumination. Destinies that will come, operations that will come, activities that will come, will also give regard to that illumination, because it is the foundation of all things. Listen, if we were not paying attention in that season, not knowing that Christ was close to us, giving us light, maybe this arrangement would not be here. But my interest by God is, as we are developing in the unveiling and the revelation of Christ, how about you? Because it's not just that there is an illumination and a revelation for us, and then we gather these people around, and then in their numbers and numbers and numbers, and then they are listening to the illumination of Christ through us. There is also an illumination of Christ in you that should give birth to something that may not be the network we have now, but nevertheless is substance that will come out. Because every light will be tangible eventually. 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 So if we saw this in God's light, and listen, you can see it wasn't a mist. When it came as word, it came as doctrine, it came as the speech of God, it came as logos, it came as rhema. But now you are in the midst of it. And last weekend, a lot of people gathered around it and received impartations for direction and destiny. And again, many will gather around it. It all began as a light. And from what God, what has been revealed to us, I've said this about the prophetic word. You have, there are many of them, maybe some of you that have forgotten it. When those signs also begin to manifest, they will still give regard to that day when the illumination came. It's not a private experience. This is the evidence of the word that God said, that if they are going to make a meaningful impact act in their life, they have to come to the revelation of my son, because the destiny of their age is written inside his mysteries. And until his mysteries is unsealed to them, they will not see themselves. Personally, it was inside the mystery of Christ we saw what we are doing now. It's still inside the mystery of Christ that the next step will be taken in destiny-wise, will be taken. It's still inside the mystery of Christ. When the word came, it didn't put me over the word, it put me under the word. For you also, there is something that did of you. The same way is giving birth to what you are in right now. I didn't gather you here because I gather people, or I can gather, or I have a voice to call and then we gather. You are gathered here around Christ Jesus, the mystery that he has revealed. About you also, there is a mystery for you also by Christ, that you will give birth to, and your generation will gather around you. Because God spoke to us through his word in 2023, he said the Gentiles will come. It's written in scripture, but that day came at a prophetic word. Many of us have that audio. He said the Gentiles will come to your light. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 4. The Gentiles will come to. So there is something that the illumination of Christ Jesus will give birth to inside of you. Just like you are here before one, which is why you are now brought into this operation of Christ by his spirit, the outbreaks of illumination, because it will have to break out inside of you. If there is a veil, if there's an entity blocking your sensitivity, if there is a veil blocking the light in you, today the light will break out all around you, and you will see clearly what your days has been numbered for.
Father, we give you praise.
Because this is not all about, this is not a pyramidal structure. That's not the idea. Every man, we have a walking in the light and the power of Christ. Listen, you may not, it's not about being called to preach. If ye are called into the sciences, sir, how about the physics? How about the realm of physics? How about the realm of invention? Man, I need one apostle who is a Nobel Prize winner. Because I know very well, by God, what motivates my study and learning in advanced physics and all that is because I want to discover the works of wisdom. And my God, those works of wisdom, they are unbelievable. In wisdom, he has made them all. Sir, the quantum physics, the elementary physics, the advanced organic chemistry, the particle physics, advanced mathematics. See, it is kokuma, the Hebrew word for wisdom, that structured it. If he is the author of the design and you have befriended him, your wisdom will know no bounds. This is not just about, you are gathered here not to remain here. You are gathered here so that you can discover your own self, and the light inside of you will radiate so that the Gentiles also will come. And when they come to your light, they will discover their own selves, and their light will continue. That's why he says that with this, the fountain of light in your life. You are supposed to see light here so that others will come to see light in your own light. How about your own illumination? You don't have to be a network, but there is still something Christ had. Who even thought there was going? Did you think I had imagined there would be a network? It didn't cross my mind. It, 1 minute before that light, it still didn't cross my mind. He saw seconds to that light, it didn't cross it. So it's possible, so possible that the things that Christ will have you do has not crossed your mind. It will come by a light. And illumination is the experience of the light that grants revelation. How? See, it's not about what you see. It's not. You think I went to school to do what I'm doing? No. It is Christ's gift inside of me that is expressing. You think you will go to school to you? Some of you, yours may be hinged to your education, your learning, but over and above it, Christ's gifts through you will still remain the fulcrum for it. How about your light? How about your light that will give birth to your own substance? That will give birth to your own child. Some persons do things with a lot of good ideas. One of the deliverances we had by God was the deliverance from good ideas. Those who work with us closely know that we don't do things because the idea is good. When we received the instruction for this network, it was at the beginning of the month. At the end of the month, three days to the end of the month, we were just doing our thing, right? And then that direction of light came. Say, take the network should take it online. Now, it's a funny arrangement because the glory that we had seen concerning what had been revealed, and then it didn't look alike. So we took a whole day to confirm the word. That is, it happened today. We took then the whole of tomorrow. We the following day we prepared, set everywhere, and then sat down with the word to confirm it clearly, to clearly say that this is not a misstep. And then when it became clear that if you don't take it online, it means you have heard the instruction and you have ignored it. It became clear. So we did as commanded. Few days after, then he said, hold the first assembly, and the theme of the assembly will be the encounter with destiny. It wasn't our thoughts thinking, okay, this, no. He said, the encounter with destiny. Some of you are still encountering that destiny. That was the discharge, the send off as the rolling assembly that kicked off the network. It was kicked off on the wings of the encounter with destiny. Anyone who encounters this network and the word from this network comes in encounter with destiny. Not your destiny. Not the destiny your parents has imagined for you. Not the destiny that your university has prepared you for. Not the destiny that your natural ability had positioned you for. But the destiny that God has written concerning you in Christ. In contact with this network, that is your testimony. For many, it's unfolding. It all began with that outbreak of light. My prayer, my heart, and my objective by God, and the objective of tonight, is that you will come into the same magnitude of illumination that will give birth also to your own life, something you will give your all for in Christ. The outbreaks of illumination. Ikotai Mashikoto. Father, we give you praise. Again, remember the word that this for the men of this generation to enter into their destiny in Christ, they will have to see the revelation of Christ. Not like he appears and you are seeing, it's an unveiling. Listen, these words came 3 years before the unveiling of this network. It took 3 years, a journey of 3 years in that mystery to arrive at the point where you can see where you are now. That 3 years. This first word that for the men to see what their days is, they first of all have to come to the unknowing, the unveiling of the Christ to them. And we actually came to that point where we cannot see the mystery. 3 years. So there's consistency in it. And there's a journey in it. Oketia standa barakash ketele. 3 years. 3 years. Between now and then, it's about 5 years now. So we are nearing a decade of that word. We are nearing a decade of that word. But it won't take you that long because you're already where the process word is landing.
Yeah. My God.
Listen. This is the necessity of life. It is a demand for you. It is a necessity that you know the details of your life. Nobody will give you that detail. Only your conscious and your personal work. Listen, the good thing is it will secure your life on earth in time, and it will secure your tomorrow in eternity. There are many people who are living a kind of life that you may have a reason to want to envy if you don't have the fear of God or if you are not grounded in truth, but they don't have a tomorrow in eternity. It's the Bible says having the hope of the life that is, that now is, and that is to come. I pray that you will receive the detail of your destiny. When we started, Peter was aware. Peter called me and said, some people were so excited. They said, why don't you like, why not do this? Why not do that? Why not do? It took about 2 years for them to see the face of the person communicating with them. Details of destiny. That's where wisdom gives you counsel. Because when they brought the ideas and we take up what they have said and light, we say, we toss that away. The counsel of wisdom. Oh, he said, your word will guide me. That's the wisdom. It will guide me in the path. Because when the Lord has showed you a vision of where you are to go, then the details of light will come to chisel your path. It will come to shed your direction, to guide you. He said, your word is a lamp to my feet, a light to my path. It begins to guide you. Aikoko. Some persons are looking for job when the wisdom of God is waiting for them to listen and he will tell them what to do. Oh, may you not be found and they are loitering around, walking around, being frustrated. They are walking over God. And God is saying, you are not the one to look for a job. No. The direction I want to give to you is how to become your own job. Not everybody will look for a job. There are stores who God will open doors and give you a job. But there are some that's not you. But you know, when you don't listen, you will suffer. They say the ear that will not hear the word will suffer calamity. But every life has its own details. Details of your life. And you may not have them in concrete information, but the details are resident in the operation of the spirit of wisdom. They are resident in the directives that wisdom will give. Oh, for counsel. For counsel. That is one. What is why we can't do without each other, because God has made it so that there will be dependence. I hear the word, I hear the voice of my teacher also that speaks to me, and I hear. Tonight, there are people I'm going to pray for personally. I just linger around till the end, because I'm seeing those present, and there are those people that I'm going to pray for personally. Outbreaks of light. Listen, it is that the word of God becomes real to you. And then you see your path. And then through the ministry of the gift called wisdom, your path and your decisions are purified. There are some persons, what has led them into stagnation is that good idea in their brain. He said, there's a way that seems right to a man. It seems very correct. It seems right. But the end thereof is destruction. What scatters? It is good idea that have brought some people into stagnation. My God. I'm saying, because there have to be many structures in the earth according to what we have seen by God's word. Structures like this and structures like the other lights. Structures of your organization. Structures of your kingdom businesses that teach people how to be productive. Structures of your youth mentorship centers. Those kinds of structures. They may not have the typical ecclesiastical structure of church, but they are structures of the kingdom, because the overseer is a child of God that has submitted herself totally to the light of Christ. When Jesus calls people, he doesn't make all of them pastors or pastors' wives. Do not be afraid. He makes some to be engineers, some to be businessmen, some to be people of impact in society. God is not calling you to be a pastor's wife. Why are you running away? He just wants to decorate your life. Right? Where are the other structures? Structures in wisdom. We are seeing them everywhere and every time out of God. Research centers. Say, I have built these centers for people to come and brainstorm on ideas of research. Where are the research centers that go on periodic fast as a team of scientists? And then light break forth. There was a discovery that was to be made in Babylon. The king has dreamt and said, I don't know my dream. Any boy that claims to interpret should know the dream before. So it was, interpretation was one thing, discovering the dream was another thing. Then this government official, they were not pastor. Daniel was not a, he was a prophet, but he was not a prophet in a congregation. He was a prophet that was working in the government house. Where are those kinds of prophets? Some of them, there are many somewhere, but we need fresh new ones that will arise with greater light and intensity of wisdom. So he gathered his other colleagues that were there, and they went to pray. And then the vision broke forth before them. We are research centers developing new kinds of computing and then writing and presenting until somebody picks up your work, and then people are willing to fund what you are doing. You think most of the things that are going on, people, they are fund for it. Most discoveries and things that were built, it's not the scientists that produce the money, there are people that were funding it. The reason why Nikola Tesla wasn't successful as a scientist was at some point his ideas were crazy and business were pulling their funding. There are Christian organizations and people that God will network with you that will fund your reality, but just that you don't even have the structure in place. So it's not compelling, it's not convincing. Where are the Christian research centers? Where are the IT companies with ideas that will shift the world? Where are the people with a thought and a plan to bring about a cultural revolution in the public and the secular space? Where are they with kingdom orientation? Where are they, and where is the structure? Because when you go to a sphere and a space where structures that are, but you can't go there as an, you go there as a structure as well. So that it is structure versus structure. It's not going to make you the pastor of a church. Stop that nonsense thought in your brain. It's going to call you and give you an assignment that will glorify you in him in your days. And at the end of your time, the mention of my God. How many of you are ready and are making a decision to? Because there are some things I can't tell you now, but I want to give there something about this is going on already. And this meeting tonight is connecting you to that pot. Connecting you to that pot. I will tell you of it at another time, of what I meant when I said this. But this meeting is connecting many hearts to a pot. Go ahead, where you are, just pray in the spirit if you can. Pray in the spirit. You are not too young. It's not about the depth of your spirituality. It's not about how spiritual you are. The most important question is, are you willing? Are you willing? It's not about your spirituality. Who makes people spiritual? It is fellowship with God and Christ himself that makes people spiritual. You see, God is a spirit. So the first cause of spirituality is that God is a spirit. So it's not about maybe saying I'm not spiritual enough for these things. It's not about your spirituality. It's your willingness that counts. Your willingness to say yes to the master and abandon, if any be, your former way of life. And say, here I am, Lord, I present myself to you. It's not about your ability. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. What he's saying to you is that The new creature that you are in me already has a destiny and a future. It may be that it may appear like you don't have a future. Maybe you didn't even go to school. You are not even going to school yet. Or maybe it appears like you can't go to school. Christ says to you that if any man comes to me and receives me, I make them to become new creatures. And these new creatures already have future and destinies. It's a preset thing. Your willingness is more important than your ability. Your ability is inconsequential. If a man be willing and if he is obedient. So if you are willing and obedient, if you are willing to forsake all and give your life wholly to Christ tonight, give your everything to Christ tonight, and make a fresh commitment to Christ tonight. Because making a fresh commitment to Him tonight. I'm not saying you are not saved. You may be saved, but you are not following God with all of your heart. He said, this is the number one command, that you shall love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. So you go to church, but your whole heart is not given to Christ. If you are willing, because it's to go all with God. To go far with God is to go all the way. So if you are willing tonight, you want to forsake everything that grieves His spirit, everything that grieves Him, and you are making the fresh commitment to say, Lord, I follow you again tonight on a new level of commitment. All I ask is the grace to enforce and to follow this decision I have made. Then He will come to you with presence and clothe you with Himself and envelop you with a garment of glory. And then your journey in this path will start. Your journey in this way also will start. Because the destinies in Christ that we saw by God's gift and light, it's not anything that these people wear. It's everything that Christ. And Jesus said, if you follow me, I will make you. If you follow me, I will make you. It's a creative process. You wear this, but there's something I can make you. He said, follow me and I will make you. Making means that this entity, this individual, this substance, the object in question is different from the destination, but nevertheless, I will pass it through a procedure. If you lift up your hands where you are now, because Christ bears witness with all in this assembly, and say, Lord, I make a fresh commitment to give you my heart, to give you my life, to give you my mind, to give you all that I have. If you make a fresh commitment to say, Lord, I make a fresh commitment to give you my heart, to give you my mind, then He will come to you. He will approach you with light and grace. He will approach you and fill you with grace and give you the experience of a revelation. And an unveiling in your heart will begin. Lift up your hands where you are and say, Lord, I make a fresh commitment. I want to follow you all the way. I give you my heart afresh. I give you my life. I renew my relationship with you. I renew my relationship with you. In any way it has gone stale, gone cold, I renew it with you. I make a fresh vow. I make a fresh commitment. I renew my relationship with you. Go ahead, lift, because I'm seeing Christ Himself will begin to speak to you, many heart, to your heart. I'm seeing that some people's heart, the presence of God, your soul is overwhelmed with power. It's the presence of God. Lift up your hands and make a fresh commitment. 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 Christ will now examine your decision, and then He will release grace in the direction of your decision, and then you will receive power to follow Him all the way, no turning back. Because this is the beginning of the outbreaks. 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 It will begin with a fresh encounter with Christ, like the prophetic word has gone forth. The outbreaks. Make a fresh commitment. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' most precious name we have prayed. Can I get feedback? In Jesus' most precious name we have prayed. Father, we thank you. I've said it to us that there ought to be many structures that through us, as it has already been, others will come through you. It's not a separate or an exclusive arrangement. What we saw that it is to happen with everyone. Not just one individual. Even you too. I'm saying, even you too, it will happen with you. Christ himself will come to you in light and bet out a vision out of you that will give vision and direction, meaning and direction to your life. It's not an exclusive arrangement. That is what was shown, that it will happen to as many as we come to him. So by Christ Jesus tonight, Jason, some of you will discover a fresh hunger to start studying the scriptures afresh. It's because it is in his word the mysteries will be made known. Others will receive an encounter overnight. Others will receive a confirmation. Others will have an opening in a door, an opening in a place that will give you meaning and direction, that will start bringing further clarity to what Christ is sowing in your heart tonight and will sow in your heart subsequently from now. It will give meaning and direction to your life. The frustration is because you don't know which way to go. The depression is because you are grounded. But that is what the light comes for. It comes with a hope and a direction. And it delivers you from destruction and the frustration and the devastation. And lifts you up from the miry clay of depression. And sets your feet up. For many who have been stagnated, this meeting tonight has delivered light and illumination in your direction.
Amen.
Therefore, become baptized into a realm of discharge of light in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
There is going to be a discharge, and it has started. Become baptized into that realm tonight of the discharge of light. Become baptized into that realm, that information and light will begin to flow around you at the frequency of electricity.
Amen.
Step you to receive. For that person who is a question as to what to do with your life, that question has been bugging in your heart. What to do with your life? What to do with your life? I decree and I declare that this night, what to do with your life, the clarity will dawn upon you. It will dawn upon you. It will dawn upon you. It's dawning. It's dawning. It's dawning. This network was set by God for the unsealing of the mysteries of men's destinies by Christ. So by that foundational ordination out of the mysteries of Christ, by which this structure and this calling is established, I decree that this purpose will come into manifest. From this meeting tonight, purpose will dawn on you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Purpose will dawn on you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I decree and I declare it. That person tonight, so your own will begin tonight, just from tonight. Purpose is dawning on you from tonight. From tonight. From tonight. In the name of Jesus. Congratulations. 2023, we said it by God, revelation of God's word, that the extent to which your destiny is determined by the extent to which Christ himself is real to you. If the reality of Christ in your heart is zero, the reality of your destiny in Christ will be zero to you. The extent to which your destiny in Christ is real to you is determined by the extent to which Christ is real to you. That's why some of us don't think that our assignment is a real thing. When they talk about your call, they say, yeah, but let's come to factual things now. Let's be real now. That's why Christ is not real to you. We take what we have seen seriously, and it's real to us, and we put it as the epicenter of our life, and everything is because the Christ, the one who showed us this by God, is becoming real to us according to God's grace every day. We have all. So this assignment, this thing we speak of, is real to us because the one who has showed us is real. The extent to which you don't believe in your destiny and you don't believe in the assignment over your life and the calling over your life because Christ himself is not real to you. But there's going to come a fresh conviction and an unveiling in your heart that will make the person of the Lord a concrete reality in your spirit and in your mind, in your faculty, in your thought, in your thinking and in your life. The extent to which your destiny is real to you in Christ is to that extent to which in which Christ himself is real to you. Christ is zero in your heart. You will not think there's any truth in the things that have been said. But tonight, there's coming a fresh conviction. More than it has ever been real to you, there's coming a fresh conviction.
Man.
Father, we give you praise. Go ahead, give him praise. This illumination is a season that has been declared for many. It will proceed from tonight. It will be an outbreak of direction for you. Illumination means outbreak of direction. So there will be a breakout of divine direction, a breakout of what to do. Some of you are stranded because you don't know what to do. Right now, there's going to be a breakout of the things to do, to start doing in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, we give you
praise. Jesus.
The things to start doing. Go ahead and do it. Some of you already know it now. As I just spoke, it became clear. So go and do it. Start doing it. There's somebody here, as I just spoke, it became clear. When I say that, it was as if like they stamped it, and then it became clear that that's what you should do. So go and do it. 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 Rateko shekete leberete ketia. Ma shekete ke leberetia. Retekete ke shukata mabarata kaske leberete ketia. Go ahead, give him praise. Thank you. Ma kete leberetia sabarataka. I've said I'll pray for some persons. I can't see one or two of them here anymore. I think their network must have disconnected. But the people I said I will pray for, I've already given prayed over them as a decree, because they are prophetic word that ought to have, it's you now, it has come upon you. So they may be not only praying specifically for you, because the word of God has come forth concerning some of you. Father, we give you praise. And I'm declaring every affliction in anyone's life, in your bloodstream, that will not let you rest, it will leave you alone now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Any sickness in your body that will not let you rest is there. When Christ calls people, he makes them. Being sick is not what he makes. So every affliction in your body that will not let you rest, that is there in your system, before you sleep, you will not even realize when it has gone, but you will be free forever, and you will never experience it again in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we give you praise. Discharge of light and illumination. Outbreaks. It is happening. Some of you have been pushed into a new season. Pushed into a season. This bread you have fasted, now is direction. That direction is coming to you now. In this season, it is plugged over you. That direction now is over you already. Right? It has come. Father, we give you praise. Go ahead, bless his name. Thank him. Worship him in the spirit. Thank him for what he has done. Fresh discharge. Fresh discharge. Fresh discharge. In Jesus, in his precious name, we are praying.
Amen.
Listen, you are standing here on Kingdom Global Network. Some of you stood on it, in the midst of it, last weekend. I'm speaking to you now, MD Glorious. Very soon we'll be gathered to stand in your vision also. I'm speaking to Glorious now. Very soon we will gather physically and make contact with it. Because John spoke and said, the things we have heard and seen and have handled. So the word of God moves from hearing and seen to handling. Glorious, very soon we will gather to stand in your vision tangibly and hold it in the name of Jesus. And for many here, you are standing over here in a vision. Some stood in it tangibly last week. Others will stand in it again tangibly in a set time again until the fullness comes. Concerning your own life, it won't be long again. We'll be standing also in your own vision and in the calling and the direction of your purpose in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
What I'm saying is that the vision of God over your life will not just remain a vision, but it will grow and become a reality. In the name of Jesus. Whatever God has written and proposed concerning you this season, it will come to full manifestation.
Amen.
I'm saying it again to Glorious and to many here, that we shall stand physically in your vision. Not in the word of it again, but in the handling of it. We will stand physically in your vision. It will be soon. It's now by God. It will be soon. For many, it will be soon. For many, it will be a period from now. For many, the directive has already come. It's to act on it that is left. we will stand physically and tangibly in it, and it will give praise and glory to God, in the name of the Lord. We give praise to His name. In Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead, let's thank Him. Let's bless His name. Anyone who has been stranded and stagnated in only one piece of life, you have been stagnated, you have been stranded, whatever stagnation that is, that stagnation has been terminated over you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
No more stagnation. No more stagnation.
Amen.
The outbreak tonight that has given you direction has ensured your progress. The outbreak tonight that has given you direction has ensured your progress. The outbreak tonight that has given you direction has ensured your progress. And it will all come to pass. The vision of God for your life, they will all come to pass.